Good morning, guys. This is BYOB Media Podcast talk show host Amari A. Smith, and I'm ready for you guys to listen in today. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Let's go. All right, what's up, guys? BYOB Media Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in today. We're going to just talk about the importance of eating healthy foods and if you eat meat or not, bro. Like, really, you feel me? Honestly, in my opinion, bro, I be fucking meat up. I don't care. I love meat. You feel me? Meat fire as hell. You feel me? Chicken, nigga. Fish. You feel me? Turkey burgers. I stay away from. You feel me? On God, bro. But beef, I don't fuck with beef.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Like
that's not the least. That's what I try to do too. Stay away from the red meat.
On God.
Stay away from red meat. Nah, for sure.
You feel me? Today with me, I got my two guests with me. Trey. You feel me? Trey Bands.
Yo, Shersky.
You feel me? My other boy up in this motherfucker.
Ty is Swavy.
Yeah, Ty is Swavy. Make sure you check out the Instagrams too. You feel me? Niggas going up. You feel me? Don't sleep on them. You feel me? So pretty much in this podcast, anything goes. You can say whatever you want to say. You can curse. You feel me? Because I feel like raw is the new originality. You feel me?
It's
better. You feel me? That's what people really want to hear. They don't want to hear no clean shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what we don't. We don't focus on clean. We focus on getting the material out and the facts.
And the facts, the natural, the real. You feel me?
Exactly.
Okay. So,
Trey, I want you to stay pretty much your name, where you from, man, what you do, and if you eat meat or not, and why.
Okay, my name's Atreyu. I'm from Moreno Valley, California, and basically this conversation came up because I told Demaria that I thought Popeyes is nasty, maybe because I don't eat meat, and I grew up not eating meat. I grew up a vegetarian, and I don't know if I ate meat now, I feel like it would mess up my system, like mess up my stomach. So I wouldn't be able to handle it. Plus, I think, I don't know, it's kind of different. I don't think we were designed to eat meat. We weren't.
I heard that too.
So what you're saying is, because you spent your life not eating meat, your body is not used to it, so it probably won't digest it properly.
Yeah.
You feel me? Or probably have some type of reaction that you don't know, but you don't want to figure out.
Any animal products. Like, I tried it with milk, too. I went without milk for a little bit, tried it again. My stomach was doing a Dougie, bro.
A Dougie. It was on the toilet. Get it up. Man, that was crazy. I feel you, though. Shit, hey, my man, Ty, man. You as well, man. Where you from? You feel me? What you do, and if you eat meat or not, man.
For sure. Ty Swavy, that's the name. I'm from Lancaster, California. And I indulge in meat. I eat meat. I feel like I want to stop. I feel like it's good for you also, though, for the protein. I've been in the gym a lot recently, trying to get big and shit. But there's other ways to get protein also. So I'm kind of still like, you feel me? Like, I don't know what I want to do, like, if it's right or not to eat meat. But I partake in eating meat. I do that.
Okay, yes, you feel me? So apparently, you know, everybody eat meat. Me, you know, you guys already know me, Demari A. Smith, you feel me, or YF3rd, you feel me, from Los Angeles, but I moved to the IE even when I was young and been out here ever since. And, really, it started in middle school, you know what I'm saying, elementary school, man, just going to the cafeteria, the first thing they're going to serve you is some meat with some milk, you know what I'm saying, and especially for your cereal, you got to have milk. They always had the milk cartons, you feel me, with the little small bowls of plastic bowls of cereal in it with the top on it, the lid.
Since we on that topic of elementary school and shit, y'all remember when they used to give us the big juices and shrunk them? Giving us the baby sip. Shit was like two
man.
Sips.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, school lunches, them juices, bro.
Juices was the bad. Niggas would trade for juices. Juices was a whole currency back in school.
Niggas did not want the milk at all. Like, bro, you trying to trade two milks for your juice? You feel me? Like,
the chocolate milk, bro.
I was trading my white the white milk for the chocolate milk all day, bro. Because I ate my chocolate milk in my cereal. You feel me? That's really all I was eating.
That's
cereal.
Different.
Oh God, I wasn't.
You said
eating,
that's
no.
different,
bro. That shit was hitting every morning. I'm telling you, especially with the like when you got the chocolate cocoa puffs, bro.
Man,
bro, I'm trying to tell you that shit was life. You feel me? But nowadays in school, bro, niggas, bro, I feel like the schools they eating better, bro. They eating a lot better than what they used to. You feel me? They got better selection and better choices. Before, everything was just in plastic. You feel me? The little two cheeseburgers, the fucking spicy chicken sandwiches. You feel me? Fucking the little fake ass pizza, the little square rectangular pizza.
That little pizza.
Oh, me, bro.
I remember them hoes with them little square fucking dice shaped pepperonis and shit.
Oh, me, but that shit ain't even. Now I feel like kids don't even eat that shit no more, bro. I feel like people just eat at home more, you feel me? Instead of eating at school, because it's better for them. They eat breakfast before they go to school. So that way they ain't got to never eat breakfast at school.
Honestly, I feel like people should just be more conscious about what they're eating.
Pretty much.
And actually taking the steps to feel better. Because I know in the long term, that's gonna affect your health.
Yeah, one of the major killers right now, bro, is chronic disease. You feel me? Chronic heart disease. But that's from eating bad foods, bro. Like just eating.
That's why I be trying to be on my healthy shit too.
Man, you feel me? It be hard because the food be so good, bro.
It be fire,
like addicted, good, bro. Like I don't know what they put in that shit. You feel me? But I'm trying to really stay away from processed foods. You feel me? Like I'm
processed
trying to really.
Foods. On the non-GMO,
non-GMO, you feel me? Like more fruit, more smoothies.
Yup,
you
more greens, niggas. More greens, bro.
It's this salad I start eating. It's actually like a romaine salad, but it comes in like a big rectangular package. You feel me?
Okay.
And it got different type of salad all in one. You feel me? So it's not the regular yard salad, bro.
It's different.
Yeah, like the romaine, the spinach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got all that. But that's actually better for you. You feel me? And a lot of people don't know that. Like, romaine lettuce is actually real lettuce. You feel me?
Like, that's the real deal.
Like, real lettuce, bro. Straight from the grass. You feel me? Like, people don't understand that. People want to eat that big-ass cabbage, you feel me, looking type lettuce. But that shit is modified,
bro. I heard that shit not
even
real.
It's not, bro. It's, like, fake, bro.
Like, when I heard that, I was like, what?
Like, it looked real, you feel me? But realistically, bro, if you see how they make it, you ain't gonna fuck with it. You gonna be like, nah, I'm cool off this shit.
Alright, tell me how y'all niggas feel about this. I heard, I be on YouTube a lot, and a nigga said, basically, we should be eating to live, not eating for taste. Eating for health reasons, not eating for taste. How y'all feel about that?
Hey, that's smart, though. It just depends
hard,
really
though.
On your budget, because, you know, when you used to something, you try to go get the healthy stuff, all that shit is costs more, bro. For some reason, it costs way more than the unhealthy stuff.
Is that a myth, though? Is that a myth or is that real life? Like, have you been in these stores and tried to get healthy shit and you're
like
damn,
I seen,
the price?
Like, all right, because you know how they have different types of brands and different types of ranches
and
all kinds of shit, bro. It's like, you can tell by, like, the cheap brand stuff. I don't know. For me, I feel like the cheap brand stuff would be the real stuff. You feel me? And the more expensive stuff is the modified stuff because it took more to make it. You feel me? It took more money to make the shit. So I figure, like, well, they tell you to spend more money on this. Realistically, you don't need that. It just depends on the brand of the company that makes it. You feel me? Where it comes from. You feel me? But people don't do their research on that shit. Like, where did this brand come from? Or what factory is this brand making their stuff out of versus this brand? You know what I'm saying? People don't really do the research on that shit. So they just pretty much eating whatever's given to them. Like, especially if you got no income and you stay with your mom or something, bro, and she buying the food, you pretty much got no choice
out
to eat it or to
starve. No choice and shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? But I say fuck it, bro. Fuck staying with your parents. Why? I know it's hard, you feel me, because you don't want to, you know, some people, like, are really coddled to where they don't have to leave the nest because they have that security of I can have shit provided to me.
But
if you think about it, you don't know where you would be if you just go on your own, bro. Worst case scenario, you end up moving back and doing it
again.
You feel me? Worst case. But I'd rather you try and get out. And if you're a music artist, why not find other music artists that stay in the same house and pay rent with them, bro, and just stay with them and create.
With a friend artist and just like both of y'all chase y'all dreams together
Type shit. Or the whole household, whatever. If you got artists, if you got models, photographers, whatever you do, you feel me? Just find a group of people that's in that area living in the same household, doing the same thing as you. You feel me? That's really how you do it. You get on your own. You can get a job, do a 9-to-5, and then the money you're using, you can, instead of living in a high rent facility, bro. Like,
man,
if you know how people stay in LA, bro, knowing that, like, it's expensive, bro, to some buildings. Okay, why not live 2 hours away and still commute that extra hour, 2 hours to get to your job or wherever? You feel me?
Real
just
life.
To have that cheap rent as well as you be able to do more. You feel me?
I feel like us even living in the IE, I feel like, although we're not in LA, like, that's really just a quick drive, bro.
Yeah.
That, like, nigga, wake up in the morning,
it's only
shoot out to
hour,
LA.
30 minutes, like, really, 2 hours.
If you, like, niggas, if y'all, if niggas really want to go to LA to network, build, whatever, work, niggas can do that. It's not like we're in a whole nother state like these other niggas. I talk to artists, like, from all over, like, the world, you feel me, all over the United States. I got homies in, like, Chicago and shit.
Uh-huh.
And niggas be telling me, like, they wish they was in LA. They wish they was in California. Like, yeah. That's the place to be. Niggas gotta take advantage of that.
Man, you know, it's crazy other parts of the world, bro. You don't even realize it, you feel me? But Chicago actually is dying down, bro. Like, with the violence and shit, it's not as violent as it used to be.
Yeah.
It's slowing down. That's a good thing, but I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because there's probably being more opportunities for them. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't got no opportunities, of course, it's going to be hectic and chaos. You know what I'm saying? But if you have something like a program that helps people get out that situation and better their life in situations,
yeah.
I feel like crime will slow down. You feel me? It's just a lot of people have time on their hands to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, that's a big thing, nigga. You feel me? You niggas our age just with hella time. Our niggas younger, they just got hella time, bored as hell, so
no
they just
plans,
start doing
bro.
Dumb shit.
You feel me?
They start doing dumb shit.
Like, that's why I'm just like, this shit crazy, but shit, on another topic, fucking, I would say, like I was saying, getting out the mom's house and shit, because right now, bro, I stay with my mom, but I had to, you feel me, because of, injury situations on my shoulder and shit, and you know what I'm saying? I really had no other place to go but my mom's, you feel me? At first, it was hard because she wasn't having it, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, oh, you gotta pay rent, do all this. But it's like, really, I can find a spot, you feel me? Go on, look online. It's people who rent their houses out, bro, for $200-$400 a month, you feel me? That ain't shit.
Houses are like a room?
Like rooms in a house.
Oh, okay,
you feel me?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah,
rooms and shit.
Yeah,
they be renting their rooms out, you feel me? Just like Airbnbs, how they have their houses,
uh-huh,
bring their shit out, bro. Same shit, but just you're paying that monthly rent. And that's actually better, you feel me, for students, you feel me, or artists, bro, because I feel like you never know what you can do unless you take that leap of faith. But a lot of people are scared of being judged, you feel me? Like, oh, why he doing that? He shouldn't do that. He not going to make it. That's really what holds a lot of people back, bro, is because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to be like, damn, what my mom going to think, or what my aunties and cousins and uncles going to think, you feel me?
That shit, and then they also, a lot of niggas just scared, you feel me?
Oh, God.
Niggas scared to take the risk.
That risk
can be deadly. Risk can be deadly real life.
Hey, but shit, you never know what you can get done
but
in the conference,
win also.
Bro. You can, it's a win-win situation, but you're getting the experience.
No matter what.
And on top of that, you're smart enough and know what to do and what not to do. You feel me? You got that sense, bro, that common sense.
Yeah.
So you're not finna go act a fool while you're doing that transition, bro. You're finna go handle your business and, you know what I'm saying, live your dreams, bro.
Yeah, trying to make that come true.
On me, like, if we stay at home every day not making music, but we're artists, where we gonna go? Or where we gonna get, bro, in life?
Nowhere.
You feel me? If we take that chance to just, like, fuck it, let me go to these studios and hit them up, hit these producers up. Let me at least play my songs and shit for them to see what they can do, or give them my CDs and my business plan and see, you know what I'm saying? You never know what you can do, bro. So a nigga might end up putting you on to his studio session as being a vlogger for his studio. You feel me? That shit is just crucial, bro. You never know what you can achieve, bro. It's about going out and doing shit. Females too, but I feel like females have it easier, bro.
Okay, talk, because you finna have sexist.
Bro.
You finna have real sexist right now.
I love my ladies, but this world is based off, it's for women, bro. You feel me? You can already tell just by one instance, bro. The court system. Come on, man. Women and child support, bro, they easily. Even if the dude is in the baby's life, you feel me? Just because the mom don't like him or they going through it, guess what? She's going to say he ain't doing nothing.
That does need to be corrected.
Bro.
But it got to that point for a reason.
Yeah.
We also got to realize that. It got to that point for a reason.
It got to a point. Rather it's both of them not communicating good enough and being co-parenting, you know what I'm saying? Right to where they come to an understanding. Females really, they understand, but they don't want to understand. They don't try to understand because they feel like what they're doing, like, come on now. When you leave a hospital, bro, say your girl pregnant, right? She in the hospital giving birth. As soon as the baby born, who's the baby going with? The mom right off back. Not even the dad, you feel me? The the mom.
That's not a thought.
It's not a thought process. It's not, well, who's the baby going to know? It's automatically the mom. You feel me? And it's all, as you can see, it's already designed like that, bro. When you watch movies and shit, it's a lot of broken houses and broken families in the videos, bro, in the movies and shit. You feel me? It can be a black mom. Oh, got a white stepdad, you feel me, who's taking care of their kids, and you feel me?
That shit do be in the movies.
Bro, it's everywhere, bro.
Real life.
Real life. You feel me? It's real life, bro. Just like the dad be going with the white female, bro. It's all in the movies, bro. It's planned. It's designed like that. The government is designing and making the world like that so it can be more broken homes and broken families. Why? Because they don't want to see the same race together building and making strong, you feel me, foundation for their kids. They want it to be minorities, bro. They want it to be broken families, broken homes,
that's
more
a
rape.
Subject. Niggas talking real. Bro, niggas talking that shit to get this shit cut off.
Bro,
niggas
it's some
talking that shit to get this shit cut off.
Bro, it's some real shit, you feel me? And it's crazy because, you know, the world really don't. The world cares to an extent, bro, when you're not talking about the government and business. When it's just us type of situations, you feel me? Your friends will care more than parents because parents been through, feel me, held him back, bro. Mm-hmm. My mom raised 3 kids, bro, by herself. You feel me? My dad been in jail since I was a baby. You feel me? So she had no choice but to take care of us. And that's already a broken home. Why? Because my dad wanted to do music, pursue his dream, and he just got caught up doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. You feel me? Instead of taking, like, it's different ways to make your dream happen, bro. You don't have to do what you know because you got to survive. Survival tactics is cool, but survival tactics can either get you killed or put you in a messed up situation. You feel me? Why not move yourself away from that? You feel me? Brother, you got to go meet somebody, stay with them 3 hours away. You ain't got to be in the same position, bro. You can leave. Why
so many opportunities, like what you said earlier, it's just the fact that niggas don't know about these opportunities either. Mm-hmm. Niggas don't know that, oh, I can go get it this way. I don't got to do it this way. You feel me?
Exactly.
Everybody else doing it this way, so the niggas think that's the only way to do it.
Yo, also back then, nigga, they didn't have really reliable resources like that.
That's factual, too.
You feel me? They didn't have, like, I'm pretty sure they probably had the internet, but niggas wasn't really looking up on Google. They didn't have no smartphones, you feel me? They barely had fucking flip phones, you feel me? Like, and they didn't even have good internet service, bro. They didn't have no 4G, 3G, you feel me? They didn't have none of that, bro. So I just think we have more.
Nowadays, definitely,
yeah. Yeah, bro, we have more of, like, an out, you feel me? How I can say we have more of an outing.
Nowadays, it's definitely more of, like, a no-excuse thing. Unless you're, like, really, really in the hood, you feel me?
Nah.
I don't know.
Even if you're in the hood, bro, you can do hood segments, bro. You can go, you feel me, make videos, vlog every day in the hood, what y'all doing, you feel me?
Yeah, no, I be watching some of the street vlogs. I be watching some of the channels on that.
You feel me?
So that's the thing. That is another outlet.
For me, but people just, they not, some people just don't think like that, you feel me, because of how they're raised, you feel me? So it's hard for them to transfer their mind to something positive. All they think is negativity. Well, fuck it. I'm with the bros every day. We smoking, we drinking, we wasting money, partying.
Yeah, nigga said wasting money.
You feel me? If you think about it, bro.
Caught that shit or nothing. Nigga said wasting money.
Oh, God.
This shit ain't going on nothing beneficial.
Nothing beneficial, bro. None of that money you spending is making you a dollar.
Going on some temporary pleasure.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, we even honestly, bro, even at the studio, bro, if you're not really pushing your music like that and getting CDs made to sell those CDs around the world, what are you really doing it for? You're not having a plan, you feel me? You can drop it on social media, you feel me? But if you drop your music on social media, you still have to promote it and share it.
That's how I was, alright, so I was just looking at myself in that same light. I was looking like, man, because I'm sitting on hella songs, you feel me? I'm sitting on songs low-key from like 2016, nigga ain't dropped.
Damn.
And all these sessions I done paid for it. So it's like, what am I doing?
Do
I really want to do this? Am I like, I'm real life pushing it? Because like you said, like if you're going to the studio, especially if you're paying for it, you're making these records and stuff, you're not putting them out. It's one thing to try to perfect your craft, but it's another thing to actually try to, you got to pursue your shit too.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
So it's like, if you're not dropping it, what you doing? And I had that conversation with myself just the other day. I was like,
what you doing it for,
like,
man?
Cause I ain't dropped nothing. I'm like, just been sitting on songs, recording, spending money, wasting money, you feel me? Wasting money recording. Ain't dropped none of these hoes. So it's like, I gotta start doing something.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Man, it's like really what your plan is, what you want to get out of it, what you want to accomplish, you feel me, the next couple years. Because you know why a lot of people stop pursuing their dreams? Because everybody wants fast money. Everybody wants the fast outcome. They want it to happen now.
That's factual.
Instead of going through the process, bro, you don't understand. The process is beautiful because 2 to 5 years from now, I guarantee you, bro, if you constantly do what you gotta do, stay consistent, bro, you're gonna be getting paid for your shit. You're gonna be able to charge niggas a certain amount, and you're gonna have that business and support to back you up because you built that audience because you never stopped doing it.
Consistency.
You feel me? You stay consistent.
Ain't that what fucking Tory Lanez told us,
Trey? Sure, shit.
You feel me? Like, that shit is crucial, bro. It's crazy, but you niggas, like, I'd rather wait 10 years, bro, for my business to boom and kick off. I gotta do vlogs every day, bro.
10 years, man.
But it's called slow engagement, bro. And that's really when you promote something. So say if I'm on Instagram and I want to share my music to you, I send it to you and then you send it to a couple friends. That's slow engagement because it's taking a minute for people to view it. Instead of what I can do is make a Facebook page, right? Put your music on a Facebook page, like a little blog page, and then I can run an ad to that blog page. Now I'm getting 10 to 20,000 views on your music on the blog page just from running an ad on Facebook, bro. Okay, only okay. Spending $5 a day, $10 a day.
Yep, I'll be on that.
Yep. And that's how businesses pay people, because a lot of these big name businesses, they're only going as slow as they are because they're not, they don't have a social media platform, bro. They don't have somebody on YouTube to talk about their product and their services and what it can do for the people and why should we go buy their services. Why should we use your business and call your business when we can, you know what I'm saying? That's how people, like a $1 million company, bro, will write you a $10,000 check just to vlog their music, bro, vlog their business, vlog their products. And people don't think about that.
It's
because
promotion,
bro. Self-promotion. If you do it for free for so long, people are going to start paying you because you built that audience up. You feel me? That's when the money and investing come into play. All they want to know is, how can I get paid? How much traffic can we get to our page? And what's the profit? That's all they want to know. You feel me? So, I'm saying, I'm trying to put people on game, bro, with this media company. You feel me? That's why I want people to join, because every day is going to be something, bro. Whether it's a podcast, vlogging, YouTube videos, you feel me, sharing your and promoting artists' music and businesses and services and events and shit. We're doing that every single day, bro, and I'm not stopping, bro. So I really want people to join the team, you feel me? So if y'all niggas want to join the team, man, we can really work, get some shit. What I can do is, since y'all artists, I can promote y'all as artists, and I can run the ads to y'all shit so y'all can get more views on your Instagrams and Facebooks and social media, you feel me? But everything has to be on a certain site to where nigga can click a blog post and click a website, boom, all y'all information is there. So they not looking at different artists and sites and shit. You feel me?
What's
everything
up?
Is
you
on my
got
page.
A blog page going?
I'm making a blog page right now. But what I'm doing is, yeah, I'm in the process of it. So I'm getting everything together by just, you know what I'm saying, constantly posting and promoting shit right now and doing the vlogs and podcasts, which is gonna, you feel me, be able to create that audience for you guys. So that way, all I gotta do is drop a video, boom, we're already getting 5,000, 10,000 views
already
a week, you feel me, type shit.
That's the groundwork.
Yeah, the groundwork, bro. If you don't put in that groundwork right now, 5-10 years later, it's not gonna matter. You feel me? Because you're gonna try to start a business, start a website, and get slow views, bro. Versus me doing the groundwork now, 5 years from now, we already got the views, we already got the fans and people, already got the merchandise and the videos, you feel me, and the photos and shit. We got the whole team built, you feel me, and now the whole team is just working. Our whole team putting in the groundwork, bro. Y'all just doing different shit, and all y'all doing is when y'all post, tag the BYOB Media, i.e. in the promo page, and that's going to make me promote y'all shit on the page, you feel me, to y'all links, boom, now they just going to find y'all from y'all ads, you know what I'm saying? Simple, bro. Like, this shit easy.
Shit sounds simple, too.
Man, simple, bro. You feel me?
I feel like we can definitely do some shit. Definitely do some shit. I'm down to build, bro.
Oh, God, bro. You feel me? And don't worry, man. It's I want it to be a multi-million dollar company, bro. And man, I feel like that's what it's going to be. So, everybody going to eat, bro. Everybody going to be able to branch off and do their own thing from this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, that's really what I'm trying to do, is just help people, bro. I'm trying to really just give people the opportunity to be their own boss, bro, and to work for themselves. I don't have no rules for this company. You're not working under my rules. I'm not saying you need to do this. I'm not on your head every day. No, pretty much it's, if you want to do it, bro. If you want to work for the company, do it. Whatever you do, do it. But just make sure you just tag the company, bro. That's it. Just tag the company. Bro, when we do meetings and have blog posts, y'all can just pull up, bro. We can do meetings, do the blog posts at a specific area. Everybody in that bitch, you feel me? Getting recorded. Got a filmer just doing this shit for us, you feel me?
Yeah.
Good, bro. That's why I got the camera and shit, you feel me? So, niggas is making the big steps, you feel me? So, we gonna do it, bro. I'm really excited and about this shit, bro. You feel me? Because Trey, I know he been on this shit already, but I'm just trying to build the foundation so that way he can be able to branch off and do this shit, you feel me? And all the traffic, it'll be done right, you feel me? It won't be all over the place. It'll be in one little foundation to where everybody can just click a post and boom, it's all right there.
Like you said, it'll be done right.
That's all it is, man. All the money gonna come, you feel me? But I don't even do it for the money, bro. Like I told you, I do everything for free. You feel me? I do everything for free right now. You feel me? Now, if people wanna hit me up for photo shoots and video shoots, I have to do a couple things for free just to, you know what I'm saying, to build that relationship with people. And then once people are really booming like that and coming every week, bro, that's when I'm gonna hit them with the charge, you feel me?
Exactly.
But it's not even gonna be that much, like $50 for 10 shoots, bro. You feel me? You get 10 photos, bro. $50, you feel me? And then if you want to do a video shoot, bro, it's only $100. You feel me? That ain't shit, bro.
Real life compared to the other niggas.
Bro, niggas be trying to charge, but really, you know what Walmart does, bro? Walmart gets everything in bulk and sells it for low. You feel me? So why would I go to Nike and spend $20, $30, $40 on a pair of socks when I should just go to Walmart and get them for $6, $7.99? You feel me?
Nigga.
I'm telling you, bro. Niggas gonna go to Walmart and buy Nike socks all day. You feel me? And who's really losing money? Nike.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, bro, it's a win-win situation because Walmart is promoting Nike. So Nike is still getting the profit off of Walmart. You feel me? It's branding. Feel me? That's all it is. So that's what I'm trying to focus on, getting our clothes and shit in stores and getting our sites and shit talked about on big sites. That's gonna bring the audience as well. You feel me? So that's all. We gonna get shit popping. You feel me? But I want to thank both of you guys for tuning in to this podcast. You feel me? And being a part of this podcast as well as people that's gonna be listening. So all I ask is just y'all share, man. Y'all return a favor, and I guarantee you, future, man, it's gonna be booming, it's gonna be lovely. We all gonna eat, period. You feel me? So this is YF3/Demarius Smith, the host of BYOB Media. Make sure you guys tune in on Instagram and Twitter as well as YouTube. We will have more content for you guys. Today we're going to the studio to make some great music. So follow us, man.